death will overtake us all, but the grave is not the end. There is a very long eternity awaiting each of us, and Jesus said most people will go to hell. Are you like most, or like the few on the narrow road to heaven? The Bible teaches many things you may never have heard before, which may shock you. Join us today with your host, Brother Dan Corder.
Today I'm going to address the subject of adultery. We're going to find out what is adultery, how serious is adultery, and will adultery keep one out of God's paradise kingdom, among other things. Listen very carefully. The Bible teaches that adultery can be committed in three different ways. That is totally unlike the typical standard definition of what adultery is. That typical standard secular definition is therefore inaccurate, because God and God alone can tell us about these spiritual issues, such as what sin is, what marriage is, what adultery is. The typical definition is this. Adultery is the voluntary sexual intercourse between a married person and someone other than his or her lawful spouse. Well, that is certainly a type of adultery, but that is also certainly not the only type of adultery that the Bible speaks of. So we're going to delve into God's Word, and we're going to find out what it says and how serious this is. So please, please listen carefully, because this generation, this society that we are now living in, and it has been like this for centuries, even since the days of when the Lord Jesus was here, this is an adulterous generation, according to the Lord Jesus. In the Old Testament, we read of King David shockingly turning to adultery with wicked Bathsheba. So both of them committed adultery. Both of them were married. King David's adultery caused him to suffer the rest of his life, the ramifications from that sin, even though he afterwards got forgiven. Another prime example of adultery in intent was Potiphar's wife. Potiphar's wife intended, if she could, to commit adultery with Joseph, but thank God, Joseph resisted. Potiphar's wife, day after day, said, "Come to bed with me." And rightfully, correctly, Joseph resisted and he fled. And that's what the Bible says we're to do. Jezebel, there's two Jezebels, by the way. There's one in the Old Testament, the wife of Ahab. And there's a Jezebel that Jesus referred to in Revelation chapter 2, verse 22. But this Jezebel of Revelation 2:22 was also guilty of adultery. And she was apparently a teacher in that congregation, stumbling other people in that congregation in adultery with her, believe it or not. Shocking, but true. You can read it for yourself. And again, that's what happened in first century Christianity. So please don't think that everything was just fine and wonderful and there was not rampant sin at times and everything was sound doctrinally. Not true. Read the New Testament. But in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 32, we find out something very significant about the sin of adultery. A man who commits adultery lacks judgment. And then the verse goes on and it says this, "Whoever does so destroys his soul." So you could see that adultery is a very serious type of sin. All sin is not the same. You might have heard somebody say sin is sin. That is absolutely not true. The Bible says there's sin that leads to death and sin that does not lead to death. There are sins like worry and unthankfulness that will not exclude you from the kingdom of God, unlike adultery. Adultery will always exclude you from the kingdom of God, God's paradise kingdom, that righteous, holy kingdom, if you turn to that wickedness. We are living in such a dark day, it seems almost like a repeat of what happened in Jeremiah's day. Listen to this, Jeremiah 7, verses 9 and 10. "Will you steal and murder, commit adultery and perjure, burn incense to Baal and follow other gods you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house which bears my name and say, 'We are safe, safe to do all these detestable things.'" Folks, that's exactly what is happening in our day. In our hour, it's so dark that people actually think they can't commit adultery and a whole host of other types of sin, regardless what it is, and they actually think they are safe, salvation safe, being in an unrepentant state. The Bible says otherwise. Now, here are the two other ways that the Bible declares what adultery is. Jesus said, Matthew 5, 28 and 29, that you can't commit adultery mentally by lusting in your heart after another. listen to what Jesus said, and also listen to how serious mental adultery is. Jesus said, "But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Isn't that clear? This is a serious thing to lust in your heart. He went on, he said, "If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell." He's talking according to the context, your right eye causing you to sin by lusting at another. Jesus is saying here in Matthew 5, 28 and 29, that the sin of lustful adultery, this mental adultery, will actually send you to hell. So lusting in the heart is a very serious sin. You might have heard it said like I did when I was growing up, when I was in darkness and before I became a Christian. I heard it said oftentimes, you can look but don't touch. Well, the Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible says if you look lustfully without even touching, that this is the kind of sin that will send you to hell unless you get forgiven. You need to get delivered from that sin addiction, and the power of Jesus' blood can and will do that for you. We'll get into that later on in the broadcast. But let's move on to another type of adultery, and this is the third and final type. Listen to this. Jesus again, Matthew 5, verse 32. "But I tell you, anyone who divorces his wife, except for marital unfaithfulness, causes her to become an adulteress. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery." Did you catch that? We're talking about remarriage adultery. And it's not just Matthew 5, 32 that we have to look at. We have to look at other verses as well. The Bible talks about the law of marriage. A lot of people never heard of the law of marriage. They don't have a clue what the law of marriage is. And the Apostle Paul himself, the grace teacher, he was the one that spoke of it. In Romans 7, 2 and 3, he spoke of the law of marriage. And that means that if you're truly married in God's sight, if you really did enter into a real marriage in God's sight, it's until death do you part. This idea of divorcing your spouse and marrying another person, that equals adultery, according to Jesus. How serious is adultery? In Mark chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, Jesus said, "For from within, out of men's hearts, comes evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All of these evils come from within and make a man unclean." Adultery will make you unclean. It'll change your pure heart to an unclean and impure heart. That sin of adultery, like these other sins listed here, these sins will keep you out of God's kingdom unless you get forgiven. Mark chapter 10, 11 and 12. "Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery." Remarriage adultery is a serious problem in our day. Serious, serious problem. Unfortunately, it has been flaunted in our face. And now it's considered commonplace and the norm almost. Zsa Gabor, 9 husbands. Larry King, the talk show host, 8 wives. Elizabeth Taylor, 8 husbands. Mickey Rooney, married 8 times, quote unquote. Henry VIII, married 6 times. Folks, this is not good. Christian singles need to know before they enter into a marriage, this is until death do you part. That person that you are with, you must stay with that person. If that person wants to turn away, you cannot remarry as long as that person is alive, according to the law of marriage, Romans chapter 7, 2 and 3. Furthermore, one act of adultery makes a person a Bible-defined adulterer. Nobody has to practice adultery to become an adulterer according to God's word. It's not habitual. It's not lifestyle. It's not practice. These are all terms that are thrown out as a smoke and mirrors, a smoke screen, to deceive people about the seriousness of sin. And oftentimes, folks, 99.99% of the time, it's done by a wolf in sheep's clothing. Somebody that's downplaying the seriousness of sins such as adultery or murder. The same thing in the Bible. Or being a thief. It takes one act of theft, one time stealing to be a Bible-defined thief. One time do you murder, are you a murderer according to God's word. Let's get back to pornography for a minute or two. Peter wrote this. with eyes full of adultery, they never stop sinning. What kind of sin? Adultery. You're a habitual adulterer just by being addicted to pornography. So people that downplay the seriousness of pornography, folks, there's something seriously wrong with that person, especially somebody that's supposed to be a spiritual leader. Don't believe it. The Bible is the truth, and this is what God's word says, that lust in the heart will send you to hell. And when Jesus said these things, did you notice the word anyone? The Bible is impartial. It doesn't matter who you are, male or female. It's not one of these things, well, if you're held up as a great politician or if you're a rich person, if you're this powerful kind of a person, a businessman, that there's an exception for you. What the Word of God says regarding one, it says towards all. This is the way it is. The Bible is not going to change. The best thing you can do is to change and line up with the Word of God and do it God's way, the right way. Any other way is unacceptable to God. This is how we know before our actual judgment and before we die physically, what's going to happen at the point of physical death. And please know, according to the Word of God, this thing called adultery will drag you right down into the flames of hellfire, right into the lake of fire. Jesus said, eternal fire was prepared for the devil and his angels, but unfortunately, there are all kind of people that will also be in the lake of fire, not just the devil and his angels. So folks, please know, adulterers will be there too. If you have committed adultery in the past, you can get forgiven. That's the hope. But you need to know where you are. You need to humbly and sincerely go to God and realize you're in desperate need of mercy and forgiveness. You must repent, which means to turn from that sin. You must do it God's way. Jesus taught about the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. The prodigal is a prime example of a backslider. That backslider left the presence of the father. He went into wild living. He ran with the prostitutes. He was sexually immoral and God knows what all else. We don't know the full extent and we don't know how long he was there. We don't know how many years. We know he spent all of his inheritance. He could have been gone a long, long time. It doesn't take that to be in a condition where you're back on the road to hell again like he was. And we know he was. Luke 15, verse 24, Jesus said, the father said when he repented, that's the prodigal, when the prodigal repented, my son was dead. He's alive again, was lost and is found. So he was dead and lost spiritually. He became alive again. That means he became saved again. If you're spiritually alive, you're alive in Christ. You're alive with eternal life because you have Jesus. This man was dead spiritually when he was in sexual sin. This is a prime example of how a person can get forgiven. Adulterers can get forgiven. There's hope for adulterers. David got forgiven, and you can get forgiven.
Evangelical Outreach is a no-compromise ministry dedicated to the proclamation and defense of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you join us in the fight and help us to win souls to Jesus? Call with your tax-deductible donation, 724-632-3210. That's 724-632-3210. Ask for a free packet of ministry materials. Our mailing address is Evangelical Outreach, P.O. Box 265, Washington, PA 15301. That's Evangelical Outreach, P.O. Box 265, Washington, PA 15301. You will share in the fruit of our labors for the Lord. Thanks and God bless you.
Perhaps you're addicted to pornography and you realize that you're in a serious, serious bind. You are a slave of sin. You need help and you don't know where to go. Well, I want to tell you what you can do. A sure, guaranteed remedy. And that remedy is God. You turn to God according to his word. And his word says to repent and to come to Jesus. Put your eyes on Jesus, the one that shed his blood on the cross. From your heart, cry out for mercy and forgiveness. Turn from that. Burn that pornography. Crush and pulverize all those pictures and the videos and every other piece of junk that you got. Get rid of it. Throw it away. Destroy it. And turn to Jesus. to follow and serve him. Get in the Bible. And folks, I'm telling you, you can wash your mind out. And those wicked, vile, perverted thoughts that you've been pondering will go. They will leave you, but you gotta wash your mind out with the truth of God's word, with the water of his word. It'll wash out over time. Perhaps you might have to read 4 or 5 chapters a day for a while, but you'll get delivered completely 100%. And that will happen. And I don't care what kind of ensnarement it might be. If it's drunkenness, if it's sexual sin, if it's some kind of addiction of cocaine or heroin, the moment that you become a new creation in Christ by repenting and putting a faith in Jesus that will follow and obey him, I want you to know God will meet you on your knees. He'll cleanse you. He'll forgive you if you do it his way, the right way, and that's the only way to get spiritually delivered. So adulterers can be forgiven. There's 3 ways to commit adultery, but there's hope in Jesus. There's mercy in God. But folks, I want to tell you something else I mentioned before about pornography, how bad it is. Do you really know? Have you ever examined what has happened to so many people because of this repulsive pornography? Yes, a lot of people have become rich over it. Yes, these whorish women that take their clothes off and pose in a way for men to commit adultery by lusting after their body. Maybe they have gotten rich. Maybe they have gotten popular here. But what are they going to do in the end? Lusting in the heart is adultery. Pornography is from the devil. And pornography has surely led to many criminal acts. We're talking violent sexual murders, torture and rape, pedophilia. People that got ensnared and caught up in all these wicked things. Pornography was often the initiation of it. That's how it all began for them. I stated before that there's impartiality with God. It doesn't matter, folks, if you're the very best parent around. It doesn't matter if you're the very best child around. It doesn't matter if you're kind and giving in your community. Perhaps you've given thousands or even millions of dollars away to charity. You have been very merciful to people in need that are poor and suffering. Well, that's great. I'm glad you've done it. But if you're in adultery, you still need to be forgiven. That doesn't cancel out the sin of adultery or these other sins. You need to get forgiven God's way. And God's way is to be humble and sincere and to go to God directly with a repentant heart, to trust in and to follow Jesus, and to do it God's way, the right way, as written in the New Testament. The Bible is God's word. The Bible is truth. That is your only hope. If you don't do it God's way, you're not going to get into his paradise kingdom. You're going to be one of the many that will end up in the lake of fire in the end. And Jesus said most people will perish. That means you must be righteously different, or folks, you will perish. It doesn't matter who you are. You might think that God's going to cut you a break. Maybe you're the kind of person that got all kind of breaks in life. But you're not going to get a break with this. You're just like anyone else, and God says anyone. And that word anyone, or that word whosoever, depending what translation you're reading, it is a word that shows impartiality. It doesn't matter who you are, white or black, rich or poor, male or female, anybody. Anybody in a good way, anybody in a bad way, you better do it God's way or you're going to be in serious trouble with Almighty God. Now, this Almighty God is love. But this Almighty God, who is love? This God has great wrath. He has vengeance. He has anger. And you're going to experience that unless you choose Jesus Christ. There's no such thing as being elect and non-elect, and man has no choice in the matter. That's Calvinism. That is wrong. That is not biblical. Predestination as that type is right from the pit of hell. So you can choose to do the right thing. So all 3 types of adultery will send anyone to hell. All of you that are listening to my voice right now, that includes you. But again, anyone that would repent and take up their cross daily and follow Jesus and do God's will, they are a Bible-defined Christian. In Revelation, they hold on to their testimony of Jesus. Hold on to it, because if you disown Jesus before man, Jesus said in Matthew 10:33, he will disown you before the Heavenly Father. You know what that spells out? That spells out there's no once saved, always saved. There is no eternal security. If the Lord Jesus disowns you, then obviously you're no longer part of his sheep. You're no longer in his body. You're not his possession anymore like you were before, because he has disowned you if you disown him. It can happen. It does happen. But it doesn't have to happen. So what kind of society do we live in? The Bible tells us. It says over in Mark chapter 8 verse 38. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels. Did you hear that, folks? Jesus said this is an adulterous generation. Our society is an adulterous society. It's an adulterous world. When you go down to Walmart, what is there? Unfortunately, you see all these women trying to dress seductively. Imagine that. And some of these women profess to be Christian. Ladies, you're to dress modestly, and for you to cause somebody to sin by lusting after your body because you're half naked, or even more in some cases. You're like that out in public. You can cause one of these little ones who believe in Jesus to sin, and it would be better for you for a large millstone to be tied around your neck and thrown into the depths of the sea. So you got to watch. You don't want to stumble anyone. Once saved, always saved leads to adultery and all kind of other sin. How can I say that? Number one, I can say that because of various testimonies we've heard from other people. We get emails, we get letters from prisoners and other people. And these people have testified to that very thing. They put their guard down. They were taught their future sins are already forgiven, that God can't see their sin. All kind of religious fairy tales, poisonous myths like that, that are definitely right from the pit of hell. Please know, once saved, always saved is not true. Once you become a Christian, you will remain a Christian as long as you continue to believe, as long as you continue to follow Jesus, as long as you don't disown him, you don't get spewed out of the body over lukewarmness, that you bring forth good fruit. What about you, folks? Where are you at? Do you believe in that thing called once saved, always saved, eternal security? I hope not. Because that is antithetical to the real gospel of grace. 1 Corinthians 15:2. By this gospel you are saved if you hold firm to the word I preach. Otherwise you have believed in vain. So the real gospel will not stop the lethal impact of adultery on your soul. And God sees everything. There are no secret sins. Your future sins are not unconditionally and automatically forgiven. You must repent. That is, turn away from all forms of adultery to have salvation at this moment. Even though you might have had salvation in the past, you don't have salvation now if you're in adultery. Wow, you might be sitting back here and thinking, I don't hear things like this in the church I go to. Well, folks, I want to tell you something. A lot of these preachers out there are definitely not qualified to pastor a church. And they're not in there preaching for the sake of souls. They're in there preaching so that you'll continue to come back, so that you'll be another number that they can report and they can collect your money on a regular basis. They don't have your best in mind. You're following the blind. And if the blind follow the blind, they'll both fall into a pit together. Get into the Bible. Verify the things you heard on this message. It's right in your Bible. The leaders, for the most part, are not qualified. Don't be stumbled by their message. Read the Bible, believe the Bible, and change accordingly. All adulterers, regardless the type, will be damned to hell unless they repent and get forgiven through the Lord Jesus Christ and God's mercy and grace. That's the only hope that any of us has. We all need God's grace and his mercy. Listen to this passage. This will first condemn you and show you that you will not inherit God's kingdom. And then as I continue to read right from God's word, you'll see that there is legitimate hope for you. Listen, this is 1 Corinthians 6:9 through 11. This is God's word. This is grace. This is Christian teaching. Here we go. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor the drunkards, nor revellers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. So there's hope. There's hope in Jesus. There's hope for you. I don't care what the addiction is. The bonds, the slavery of sin will be broken by the blood of Jesus when you sincerely and humbly go to God from your heart. That's what God looks at. God looks at the heart. Are you sincere? Do you really mean it? Revelation 21:8 is also very clear. The cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice the magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. Revelation 21:8. Ephesians 5:5-7. This is Paul. This is Paul 3 chapters after he said we're saved by grace. This is Paul 4 chapters after he said we're sealed by the Spirit. He told the same Christians, "For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them." Paul's writing this, understanding grace, understanding the love of God, understanding the cross and God's mercy. And he says, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you. Folks, don't let any eternal security teacher deceive you, regardless how popular he is, regardless how many books he's written. 3 ways to commit adultery. There's hope for you if you are in that sin. You can be set free and liberated from your sin addiction through the Lord Jesus Christ. One universal statement and truth about us all. We have but a breath in our nostrils. There's no guarantee that you're going to be alive another day. Do it now. Repent. Clean up your heart. Get right before God and make your life count for God. Be an honor to Jesus, not a dishonor. Stand bold. Be faithful to God. Live it. Do it the right way.
Thank you for joining us. Call us during the week at 724-632-3210. That's 724-632-3210. Or write for a free packet of ministry material to Evangelical Outreach, P.O. Box 265, Washington, P.A. 15301. That's Evangelical Outreach, P.O. Box 265, Washington, P.A. 15301. Your prayers and financial donations would be appreciated to help us spread the gospel. Remember, we have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first. Hebrews 3:14. Tune in next week for more truths from God's holy word.